following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show back in studio at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us, and some great news from Midway coming your way later on in the show. We're so glad to have you with us. 888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The three words of the week are
fame, finish, and thunder.
What's your name?
What's my name? Yeah. My name's Merritt.
Well, that's our producer. That's Merritt, the producer and engineer of this Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. You use those three words in an email, and we will put you in to be a finalist for Friday's drawing for a big, large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli. Also today, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Kurt McKeever from the Lincoln Journal-Star to talk about the Huskers. Maybe the last time that we talk about this season. I mean, we'll tell you that the Huskers play Missouri, but it might be the last time we talk about the season, because I want a Vegas odds from you, Big Daddy, on Nebraska playing another baseball game after Sunday without weather affecting anything. In fact, even if the weather did affect it, Sunday would be the drop-dead date. Also on the show, Ron Blaze, Shelton track coach, coming up in our next segment to talk about the Bulldogs as we continue to try and preview what's going on. State track, state soccer, district golf, tennis. It's all there. It's all busy. It's crazy.
Plus, on top of that, the Indians just scored again.
Good Lord. but your odds on the Huskers playing past Saturday?
You would have to give odds of in upwards of 150-1, I think. 100-1 that they would sweep Missouri.
Interesting stat. Nebraska has swept the last three season-ending series. Now, of course, the last two meant nothing because they were already out of the conference tournament.
I still think with this team and the way they performed, I think it would be near impossible. I would say 100. I would say 100-1. Now I know you're going to come and say, take 5.
Can I get some of that? Who wants some?
It would have to be a big number. It would have to be a monster number and something similar to that. The way this team has performed, and that's. That's disappointing because you did have some expectations heading into this year. I still have to think, and I know that he won't answer this question directly, but Logan Ehlers has still got to be thinking $800,000 every time he goes to bed at night and just seeing it, just an explosion and money flying everywhere and just gone. It's got to just eat at the kid every day.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. He's a true freshman. He could be pitching in Podunk City, America, or he could be pitching at a Division I major collegiate baseball program for one more game.
that's exactly
because
right.
It won't be a major collegiate baseball program after Saturday. 18th best conference in the country. We'll see. Maybe he can turn into pitching against lesser competition to his advantage. Yet colder weather, tougher to pitch. I don't know. There's a lot of things that could work out. We'll just have to find out. Sad news to start the show today. Harmon Killebrew has passed away. Last week he announced that he was going to stop his fight against esophageal cancer, that he had exhausted all that there was. And it's just, you know.
You said it last week. It did not take long.
And I've had a lot of friends affected and people that I've known lately pass from cancer, and it sucks. I know it's not cured, and I just thought we were making some kind of progress here, and it just seems like all at once here there's been a avalanche of this going on, of this horrible affliction and disease, if you want to call it that. But Harmon Killebrew, 74, and for you young kids out there, here's a guy that hit over 500 home runs as a member of the Minnesota Twins, 573 in his 22-year career. Now, that's 11th most in major leagues now, but in the non-steroid era, I think he was fourth or fifth. I'd have to double-check on that, but his 8 seasons with 40 or more home runs tied for second in league history to Babe Ruth.
It's too bad, and I thought we'd have more time because I heard the same thing you did last week, that he exhausted his options and was basically gonna go home and rest, but I thought probably more time than a week, and you know then I come back immediately this morning when you told me that right before the show with Paul Split, your Kansas City Royals announcer, he's been taken off the air with
and again a great pitcher and a great member of this Royal staff in the early 70s, mid-70s. Again, people just know him now as an announcer for the Royals that suffered a stroke and has the health problems and doesn't speak as well now because of all these problems.
Melanoma and oral cancer is the reason he's been hospitalized. So it affects so many people, and obviously so many more people not involved with sports in any way are affected by this as well, and it's just a sad, sad deal for a lot of people. And like you said, it touches base when you've been to funerals lately that's affected young families and kids that you know and young kids that parents are passing away because of it.
Well, that's what's going on a little bit in the world of sports. Let's talk about some other things that are going on in the world of sports. We're going to give you the whole College Football Hall of Fame. They're doing that right now. We'll talk more about that. But good news for some of the golf teams in the area. The good news was they played yesterday and not today in this just crap that we've got going on for weather. Hopefully that just means once it finally quits blowing and quits being cool, that maybe we get a good stretch. But must have been an epic from all accounts soccer game last night. And congratulations to Grand Island. I know this is maybe a one-time shot, and this program is where it wants to be, and maybe it'll get that next shot. But to ever make it to a state final is something. And they win their first ever state tournament game. They take the lead in the state championship last night with your stud, Logan Mendez, getting his 28th goal of the season, which is just psychotic. That's between a half and a third of what this team's total goals have been this year. But then I watched the highlight last night, an incidental tackle, two kids going for the ball. The Creighton Prep kid goes down. Looks like to me he lost his balance and stubbed his toe, but I'm not a soccer aficionado, and it was in the box, and so a penalty kick to Creighton Prep. And, of course, you never miss penalty kicks, and he makes it, even though Tabo guessed the right way, the goalkeeper for Grand Island. So it's 1-1, and then the Islanders give up another goal in the 67th or 68th minute, as it be, and 2-1. Creighton Prep wins the Class A Boys State Soccer Championship over Grand Island. Both were 19-0 going into the game last night. Great season for the Islanders. And their boys' golf team wins districts. And, again, even for Class A, Tony, I think not long ago, Grand Island wasn't really good at much. Grand Island Senior High was not really good at much. Credit to the coaches that have brought these programs along and these kids that have went through the process and are now pretty much on the peak of Class A in a lot of different sports.
Yeah, and I think the Western people in soccer are starting to be heard. And we talked about Columbus, Kearney, and Grand Island all advancing the state tournament. But they're still lacking that victory outside of Lincoln and Omaha that they desperately need to deserve the credit that these kids get.
Well, Kearney's been in the final. Hastings been in the final. Grand Island's been in the final. They've been close. It'll happen.
It'll happen, but to lose 2-1, it sucks because you're so close.
Well, at least it didn't happen in the last 20 seconds.
That is true, but you're so close. And I don't know if it'd feel better if you said, oh, it was 4-0 and they controlled the whole game and they were better than us. It hurts a lot more right now, I know, going 2-1, knowing you were in it for every minute of the game and had the lead early on and couldn't hold on. But I still think congratulations. Great, great job, guys. I just wish that trophy would get out of the cities and these people would get their due that they deserve because they've narrowed the gap so far. But to have the trophy is something that no one in Lincoln and Omaha expects ever to happen in the history of the world.
District golf yesterday, these teams have qualified for state. Grand Island, as we said, winning the Class A district. Kearney finished in fifth, Hastings sixth. They take the top three teams. Hastings did get a couple of individuals. Josh Heinrichs and Craig Marble made it right on the number to make it to state. Class B, Aurora is in after finishing as the runner-up in the B3 individually. Brady Barrett of Adams Central gets in to the field. And in Class D yesterday at Grand Island's Indian Head, Franklin wins it, Pleasanton second, and then they are way ahead, 30-some shots ahead of Fullerton, who finished in third. Brady Lewandowski and Mitch Higgins of Loup City, Darby Ortwig of Amherst all make it as individuals. Today, most of the area schools that can hear our program are at Indian Head in Grand Island, playing in the C4 district. A few Class B teams that are west, like Lexington, has to go out to Garing to play today, and there's also a Cambridge, which is a beautiful course to play when it's windy like this. I played it in a day like this. It must have helped my game because I really didn't put up a much bigger score than if it would have been a calm day. But the D4 is going on down there at Cross Creek at beautiful Cambridge. So
hopefully I would think teams. They would shorten that course up because I know on a day like – I mean, a district day, you would think they would lengthen it out with 50-mile-an-hour, 40-50-mile-an-hour winds expected. I hope they keep it under control so that you don't see those scores that we –
168.
That we get to point out and absolutely just make fun of and berate the kids.
That's what you do.
Well,
never in my life. Class A state golf. All of them are next Tuesday and Wednesday. Lincoln Holmes Golf Course, Kearney Country Club, Metal Ark Hills, and Iron Eagle. B is at Kearney Country Club. C is at Metal Ark Hills. D is at Iron Eagle. We'll wait till next week to talk about some of those things. The state's best golfers converge on Holmes Golf Course in Lincoln to see who's good. Really? Really, it is Class A. I get that Class A stuff shoved down my Class B and now C gullet all the time. Well, step up. Let's, Holmes, really? Really? Congratulations to Kearney Tennis. They complete an unbeaten regular season states this weekend. And tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking with Damon Day as they get ready for the regionals on our Loper Link. But the RMAC All Sports Competition Cup comes to UNK, their next to last season in the conference. Remember, they'd won it 11 straight years. And then if Adams State finally got in there and broke it, and the closest margin of victory ever, 2.8 points, UNK wins it over Adams State this year. So congratulations to the Lopers who have dominated that competition. Again, thanks to all the folks involved with the Tri-City Storm, especially Skip Berry, who got us set up and put in a great place to be in the war room yesterday for the USHL draft. 15 players taken by the Storm overall. They took 7 forwards, 6 defensemen, and 2 goalies. Of course, Thomas Nykop, the second overall pick in the draft taken by the Storm. And we broke that down yesterday. You can hear it on our podcast at ESPNSuperStation.com.
I want to give a shout-out or put a point in. On Thursday's show, we will have some Preakness talk. Joe Drape, the only person out of the 15, I guess, handicappers, analysts, whatever you want to call them, in the USA Today on Friday edition before the Kentucky Derby to pick Animal Kingdom to win the Derby will join us. He's from the New York Times. People remember him. He wrote the book Our Boys about the Smith Center football team and Roger Barta and the championship seasons. Went and lived, moved from New York with his wife and his family, went and moved to Smith Center, Kansas for a full year to follow that team. Now he is writing another football book, A Year Inside of West Point. That is his latest book he is writing. Thursday show, Joe Drape, Little Preakness Talk.
Look at you go.
And
none of that was even written down.
And
I see a breakthrough. I see a light.
And
oh my God, 5 years. Great. I can't wait, Joe Drape Thursday. Because he's great. I mean, we had fun talking to him, but
Preakness talk, not little Preakness talk right now, because your horse, Nero, not announced to run yet in the Preakness.
This is the shortest of the races.
Ahmad Zayat, yes, deciding probably today, will he run the runner-up in the Kentucky Derby? So that will be interesting. And a full field of 14 expected to go to the post
Saturday. There's no need. That's the problem here. You get a lot of new horses and a lot of horses that didn't run well in the Kentucky Derby end up getting here. And will Animal Kingdom even be on the grounds at Pimlico before Saturday? It's a crazy thing. He's close, right? He's in the area, but actually being on the grounds, I don't know that you'd want to ship your horse in there on the day of the race. But, hey, they know what they're doing, supposedly. So we'll talk more about that. Need to take a break here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. But before we do that, Merritt says we're going to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's up?
Not much. I just kind of wanted to call. And anybody that, especially younger listeners who didn't know who Harming Killer Brew was, go back. I don't know if you can YouTube me that far back, but just take a look at this guy. You know, he played the game the right way. He was just probably one of the most underrated, in my mind, baseball players of all time, and he was an awesome, great guy. You know, somebody you can, you know, the younger generation should really pay attention to, because he played the game the right way. And I just wanted to call and comment that real quick. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. And I have his baseball card. I have a Harmon Killebrew baseball card.
It's interesting. I better get that before Reggie steals it.
Back after this, we'll talk a little state track, Shelton coach Ron Blaze after this.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice, because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
On ESPN Radio.
Nowitzki fires a three. That's it.
With over a week of rest after a four-game dismantling of the Lakers.
A punishing victory over the two-time champs.
The Dallas Mavericks host Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and the Oklahoma City Thunder with a trip to the NBA Finals on the line.
Durant, a left wing three. Oh, yeah.
Coverage begins tonight at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We have a mix of clouds and sunshine for the day today, but with a wind advisory in effect, we have a southeasterly wind at 20 to 30 with a high of 70. For tonight, we have clouds and showers and thunderstorms move in, a windy low of 46.
Currently, it's 63 degrees.
ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right now. Folks, if you are looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle, don't worry that you're picking a clunker off a lot, because they don't have that. They don't even know what that word means at the Midway Auto Group at Midway Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, because right now you choose from hundreds of Midway certified pre-owned vehicles that come with a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, a 2-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance package, and a 30-day exchange privilege. Go pre-owned and save at Midway, the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com. That's the place to go. And we've got more exciting news from Midway towards the end of the program today. And, in fact, it happened again over the weekend. Was it yesterday? No, it was over the weekend. Even though the weather wasn't, I pulled up behind this vehicle at a stoplight, and it was time for me to get in the other lane. We're at a stoplight. It says Midway. It says Midway on the back. I passed the car. They got a smile on their face. Duh. Duh. If it says Midway on your vehicle, you're a happy person.
There you go.
Time and time again from the Midway Auto Group. Well, hopefully there's a lot of smiling faces at Burke Stadium in Omaha on Friday and Saturday with the 2011 state track meet getting underway. And one of those teams and schools that is going to be trying to chase down a state title is Shelton. They're coming off boys and girls championships at districts. The girls, not a surprise. The boys, I think there was, if I remember right, four teams within 8 points. So it was very close. And Bulldog coach Ron Blaze joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, it's great to have you back on. We are anchored down. I've taken Tony, and he's sitting on me so I don't blow away. So I got that going for me. We get a tailwind like this on Friday and Saturday, it could make for some interesting running. But, Coach, just your overall thoughts on where the team is coming out of districts and how they set up for state, because obviously some time, some distances, you've had a chance to look those over. What do you see as these girls and boys head to Omaha?
Well, I think from a girls' standpoint, we're going to be right in the mix. There's about five teams, including us, that are going to be right there: Hastings, St. Cecilia, Tri-County, Laurel, Concord, and David City Aquinas. And some of those teams are pretty familiar to us because they were right there last year too.
Ron, obviously, no surprises. Doug said on the girls' side of things. Anytime a Brannigan's running on the track for you, you know she's going to put up some good numbers. But you had some other kids step up in a big way at the district meet.
Yes, on the girls' side, Vanessa Resch came through for us, won the 800, won the 1600, and was on both the 1600 and 3200 relays. Tracy Meyer winning the 400, second in the 800 to Vanessa, also on both those relays. And Maggie and Emma Urbanic, both on the 1600 and 3200 relays, and Shelby Terry winning the 2 mile for us. And then we also picked up a second in the high hurdles with Casey Clevenger.
Ron, it's exciting too. It's such a young team. There's only two of your girls that are seniors. Only two of the boys out of the seven are seniors. There's a lot in the future of this Bulldog team. I want you to single out Kaylin. She receives a lot of publicity, but it's well deserved for her.
Yes, very much so. And Kaylin is such a hard worker in practice, and she really reaps the benefits of that hard work anytime that she steps out on the track.
Talk about, too, because going into the districts last week, it wasn't like she was the leader in all of those events, but she was on the state charts in all of those events, and she comes off an all-class gold last year. What about individually? I know the points that she garners is really going to help determine if you guys can win that team title. What about some of the matchups? Got a sprinter from Ainsworth, I believe, and is it Tri-County that's got a kid that does some good things? What about those matchups?
Well, I think that 200 is going to be very interesting. I don't think Kaylin's really been pushed this year in the 200. She's run it, I think, three times. I look for her to probably drop her time below 26 seconds, you know, in that. Tri-County has the Holtmeyer girl who, you know, 100 hurdles and 300 hurdles. She'll be probably Kaylin's main threat in that race, or both of those races. So it should make for some very interesting matchups. You know, she's going to have some competition down there, going to be a real test for her.
Ron Blaze, the Shelton track coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've got the goals set up there for the girls. What about the boys? It doesn't look like their numbers are set up to make a run at a state title. So what are the realistic goals for your boys?
Well, you know, I think with a lot of these guys, I think we've got three of them that are making their second trip down there, and the other four are going to be making their first trip. And for anybody, you know, that I've had that you know, qualifies for state for their first time, you really can't go in there with real high expectations, because, you know, going down to Burke is a little bit different than, you know, stepping out on the track here at Shelton or any of the other places. But, you know, I think our kids are going to be ready to go. We've had a good couple weeks here of practice, and, you know, the times have been coming down. You know, we're hoping for good weather. You know, we'll see what happens. I guess there's a little bit of rain in the forecast, but, you know, anytime rain and 70 degrees, I think, is going to be a little better than maybe rain and 45 degrees that we've seen a few times this year.
Yeah, certainly couldn't agree more, Ron. When you look at your relay teams, and you mentioned those, especially on the girls' side, where do those match up on the charts down there?
Well, I think, you know, our 3200 relay, you know, we can probably be in the top. I think if we can get a top four finish in the 3200 relay, and then likewise a top four finish in the 1600 relay, that's just going to be huge for us. The 3200 relay is going to be the first thing, and if we can do that, like I said, top four, I think that's just going to kind of springboard us into the rest of the meet on Friday, and then you know, try to get as many people qualified as we can to get into the finals on Saturday.
Ron, does it matter what time of day you guys run? I mean, I know you're in the early session. Do you have to do anything to adjust for that, because that will be first out?
You know, I don't think so. You know, we go to a lot of meets, and our kids are running early, you know, early in the mornings, or competing early in the morning. So, and most of these kids, especially the girls, they've been down there before in the early session, so they kind of know, you know, what it takes to, you know, they gotta get to bed early. Hopefully they'll get, you know, get some sleep in the hotel, and then be ready to go the next morning.
Ron, of all your years coaching track, have you ever had a worse spring to compete as far as weather?
You know, I can't remember one that's been, you know, a whole lot worse. I think we've been spoiled over the last 4 or 5 years. The weather has just been great, but boy, this year, you know, it was probably harder on the coach than it was on the kids.
Well, I expect if the weather can hold a little bit, we'll definitely see a lot of times vastly improved.
That's what I would think.
Than you would have over the other years. Ron, I'll let you get out of here with this, because I know you got class. We just don't have time to talk to all the coaches from the area on the show. But competing in that C8 district, obviously there was a variety of other great athletes. Who are just a couple that you thought could stand out that maybe folks will be listening or watching for this weekend?
Well, I really think Dylan Eckel from Gibbon. That kid, he's just phenomenal. I think 8, 16, and 32. It's going to be really interesting. I think last year he was just 1,600 and 3,200, and he added the 800 this year. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see, you know, how he performs down there. That kid is a great, great athlete. And, you know, there's a lot of other kids from our district that I think, you know, we had a you know, reasonably tough district. So we're gonna have some great representation down there at state out of our district, and should see a lot of high places, I think.
All right, let's hope for some beautiful weather to get the summer started here with a great weekend at track, Ron. We'll see you at Omaha. Thanks for the time today on Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, and as always, thanks a lot for all the coverage during the year.
You bet, buddy. Take care. Ron Blaze, Shelton track coach. Always appreciate the kind words from him and all the coaches. We'll have more track preview Wednesday and Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, I'll be there live Friday with the very latest on the show. Friday and Saturday, we've got updates on a majority of our stations here on ESPN, on 1230 KHAS, on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have reports all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As we said, the College Football Hall of Fame was going to induct 14 players and two coaches today, and the University of Nebraska has their 15th College Football Hall of Fame inductee. Offensive guard Will Shields gets the nod. Tommy Frazier does not this time around. Will Shields does. I think a unanimous All-American in 92, won the Outland as the top interior lineman, three-time first-team All-Big Eight selection, semifinalist for the Lombardi, and on and on and on, third-round selection of the 93 draft by the Chiefs, played his entire 14 seasons for the Chiefs, never missed a game, started 223 of the 224, a franchise record 12 Pro Bowl appearances, first-team All-Pro twice, the 2003 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. This guy is everything you'd want in a Nebraska Cornhusker football player and beyond. I think Will Shields gets in before Tommy Frazier. Frazier will get in. Eddie George got in this year. He was announced yesterday. Frazier was everything that he was in the 1995 season in the Heisman Trophy race. So congratulations to Will Shields. He is the latest Nebraskan to go in to the College Football Hall of Fame.
Very well, very well deserved. Say what you want to win. Tommy Frazier goes in. As long as, you know, they're young enough. It's not like they're teetering on, let's get them in before they die. You know, you're not at that stage. So big deal. He's going to go in someday. Will Shields, to do it, and I know it's college football and you're strictly talking college football, but to hear those NFL, the 12-time Pro Bowler, and to never miss a game, playing at the position he played in is obviously unheard of.
A lot of, I don't know what to say, old-timers, but I'm going to try and give you a couple of the names that you would recognize, including, besides Eddie George, Deion Sanders is in, Russell Maryland from Miami of Florida, the defensive tackle in the late 80s. Husker fans know all about him. And then it's pretty quiet. It's pretty quiet. I'll run down the names. If you can get any of the colleges that any of these guys went to, lunch. It's not even a bet. Carlos Alvarez.
Oh, he was that kicker from Georgia.
Doug English.
Oh, boy, he's from Britain.
Bill Enyart.
Oh, yeah, Delaware.
Marty Lyons.
California.
Jake Scott.
Arizona.
Here's one you might get. Sandy Stevens.
No.
I know the boss will get that one. Minnesota quarterback. Daryl Talley.
Daryl Talley, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, but you don't know where he went to college. Clendon Thomas.
Old Clendon. Got a hell of a player. Mississippi.
Oklahoma. Rob Waldrop.
Old Waldrop. Yep, Virginia.
And Gene Washington.
Gino. Yes, that rings a bell. Illinois.
Ooh, right conference. That was as close as you got, Michigan State. Two coaches go in. Lloyd Carr, obviously Michigan. Fisher DeBerry, Air Force. So really a lot of players there that...
Where did Daryl Talley go to college?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Daryl Talley. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Will Shields going in to the... College Football Hall of Fame, but first a reminder that all the guests like Coach Ron Blaze on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can get the original chicken sandwich, buy one, get one free, and there's no limit? Are you kidding me? Two locations in Kearney, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, with the huge indoor playground for the kids. As I drove through there the other day going to a ball game, it looked like daycare time. Lady, bunch of kids. Now, I know they weren't all hers because you could just tell. You knew they were going to the ball pit. You knew they were going to go wreck it up in the ball pit. And 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart. BK also located in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Kurt McKeever, the Lincoln Journal Star, to talk a little Husker baseball when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We have a mix of clouds and sunshine for the day today, but with a wind advisory in effect. We have a southeasterly wind at 20 to 30 with a high of 70. For tonight, we have clouds and showers and thunderstorms moving, a windy low of 46.
Currently at 63 degrees.
ESPN Radio Superstation. You got Dallas or Oklahoma City?
I got to take the Mavericks.
Chicago or Miami?
I've got Chicago.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know they're Oklahoma City, but boy, Dallas looks like they look pretty tough.
Look real good. And at 38, people are making a big deal. 38 going against Russell Westbrook at 21 or 22. Jason Kidd just amazing how well he's playing.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line at 888-455-ESPN. Merritt?
Well, the phones are just ringing off the hook because we need to know if Daddy's going to try to up his volleyball challenge by going in the home run derby this weekend. If he can hit one over Memorial.
Well, the caller didn't want to hang, huh?
The caller didn't want to hang.
We're going to talk about that, by the way, the bash this weekend. You're just so busy.
You know what?
You're so busy.
The people are calling. Been on the phones all
day.
Yeah,
it's been chiropractors and medical attention people calling because they know with about three swings, I'll be down for about 3 weeks and with them.
When's the last time you swung a bat? Now, you have nephews coming up. You're going to have to do some of this. Even if you don't have your own boys or girls in the near future, you know you're going to have to do some of these things. You can't just take them fishing all the time.
No, I think.
And God knows their dad can't help them, so you're going to have to step up as the athlete in the family.
I got to think it was we played that co-ed softball that one year about 5 years ago.
Five. No.
Seven.
You never played softball since I've known you, so that's got to be, 10 years ago? Yeah. Yeah, number two fan can help you out with this.
Number two fan might have to. Has it been that long ago?
Yeah. I've seen pictures. I've seen your engagement pictures. There's no way. You have not played. There's no way you've swung a bat in 8 years. And I've seen your golf swing, which would not, and I'm not making fun of your golf swing, because it, from time to time, I mean, it's pretty good for the
how bad it
the
is.
Handicap. Well, I mean, hell, I'm no good. I'm just talking about what I've seen. But it doesn't mimic what a lot of baseball players are good golfers and can translate that swing back and forth. That would not be yours, so I don't know. And that, you were just a hell of a great player for Burmese.
Burmese, yes. That was. Those were the days.
But not good enough to play for the Huskers. But right now, who knows who will. Kurt McKeever from the Lincoln Journal-Star has graciously given some of his time to be on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio today to talk about this series with Missouri and talk about where the Big Red is and maybe throw a little water on the fire that some of the fans out here have trying to lynch Mike Anderson. Kurt joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Kurt.
Hey, I think that's the first time anyone's ever said I'm gracious, but thank you nonetheless.
What's the last concert you've been to?
Arcade Fire, Kansas City, last month. Took my son to it. Probably don't even know who that is.
You are exactly right. Way over my head.
They won the Grammy for Record of the Year. You guys, come on, get with it.
Was that Christian rock or?
No. That would be probably alternative. They're not mainstream, but they're working their way towards it. I hope they don't make it towards it. That all spoils it for me. But
whatever brings some street cred to this program, I'm just glad. I'm just glad you can help us out. You got any tickets? You got any tickets in your pocket for an upcoming concert?
No, I do not. I do not. Okay. Why are you guys talking about concerts?
Well, because you are about the only music aficionado we can get on this program that has any knowledge of anything. So, you know, we're just trying to help out. Well, okay, we'll talk baseball. How frustrating.
You need to come to Omaha. You know, there's a couple. What the Maha concert and Red Sky Festival this summer.
Yeah,
there you go. You guys need get down there.
Jason Aldean's going to be there.
That's right. I don't even know who that is, but apparently that's a big catch for Omaha. It is.
Jason
Aldean.
Curtis, how, I don't know if frustrating is the word, but you've sat in that press box and watched numerous Nebraska baseball games this spring and summer. Just your feeling on watching this team as not only a journalist, but I know you're a fan, so your feeling as to what you've seen this year.
The most frustrating thing is that you've been in the press box. I mean, the weather this spring's been terrible. I love to sit outside. Just recently, you know, probably last month it's been okay baseball weather. But, no, I don't think anybody thought Nebraska was just going to, you know, turn the world upside down this year. But I think most people expected they would have, solidified themselves as a team that didn't have to worry about getting into the Big 12 tournament. And, maybe that's some of that is taking what you hear from the coaches and just assuming things are going to be, you know, better. They are still pretty young, but some of that is a crutch, you know. When you're having a down year, you know, you bring up the youth thing and you can still look at like a Cody Ashe who's made himself some pretty good money this year by having the season he's had. Well, he's not going to be back. Casey Hopman is you know, been their best pitcher. He's not going to be back. Matt Freeman was pretty good for most of the year. He's not going to be back. So you look at their team overall and you say, yeah, they're pretty young, but you look at those three guys I just brought up and you wonder, well, are they going to be able to replace those guys with guys who are better next year? And, you know, does that mean they're going to be in the same boat next year? Or is, because they're moving to the Big Ten, you know, things will totally change for the better. You know, I don't even think Tom Osborne knows. I think he thinks they're, you know, sitting pretty well to go into the Big Ten and be one of the better teams. And I don't think you can really know.
Kurt, is it getting to the point where if you're going to the 18th rated baseball conference in the nation, the Big Ten, is it getting to the point where Nebraska baseball just becomes irrelevant as it did under John Sanders for so many years?
No, because I think people care about baseball now. I mean, I'm old enough to remember and sitting at Buck Belzer when there were 50 other people watching, you know, or 250 on a good day.
Bring your own beer.
I don't think Nebraska baseball will fall to that level. And, you know, John's teams weren't all bad. I mean, people need to remember that back then there were only 48 teams that got into the tournament. There were probably at least a couple other teams that under the current rules now, under the 64-team field, would have easily have been in there. So it wasn't like Nebraska was always bad under John. They turned that way in the last 5 years under him. But the difference is, you know, Nebraska didn't make much of an investment in baseball. And, in fact, there was a time when people wondered, well, will they go, you know, the way of Colorado and just drop the sport? But they've made a huge investment in it now. And that's why people have such an opinion over whether they should keep Mike Anderson or get rid of Mike Anderson, because there's enough people now that care about it. And, whether or not they play in the Big Ten, which, you know, the rules are going to totally change next year by how Nebraska knows them. That's good and bad. I mean, it's good that you know, you're going to be playing on a more even, you know, the playing field will be more even because everybody's a northern type school. But, you know, playing in that league is, you know, you better play a really tough non-conference schedule or you have no chance of getting in the NCAA tournament if you don't win the tournament. But I just think that now, will Nebraska be relevant nationally? I don't know. But I think the sport, you know, too many people have experienced Nebraska, you know, being one of the top programs in the country. And I just don't think that they're just going to stop caring now.
Kurt McKeever, the Lincoln Journal Star, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, follows the Husker baseball team for the Journal Star. Talking with Kurt yesterday, he told me, Tony, that he believes that Mike Anderson is going to be back next year. And we've had this discussion about bringing in a coach. You're going from a conference in the top five in a country to, as we've said so many times, 18th. The whole level of the coach would be so much different. But, Kurt, why do you think Mike will be back next year?
Well, the main reason is I think Tom Osborne has been very supportive of Mike, and if you looked at their program right now and you just thought, well, they have no chance to win games, you know, maybe you do cut the cord and you know, let him go. Next year is Mike's last year under contract. You know, the timing of it going into a new league, I think that gives him, you know, that lets Tom Osborne say, okay, you know, I'm gonna go to the end of this contract, and this is where we really see, you know, is our program primed to be, you know, competitive in the league that we're going to be in. You can't control how competitive that league is. You can only control your own program. And if Nebraska is, you know, one of the better teams in the Big Ten, or I think Tom lets him find out, is Nebraska one of the better teams in the Big Ten? I talked to Tom last week and I didn't get any sense. You know, he was playing it pretty tight to the vest, but I didn't get the sense that he had changed his thinking about what Mike has done for the program. I think he likes some of the things that people who are frustrated with Nebraska baseball don't look into, and that's things beyond wins and losses and how the players feel about how players feel they're being treated. You know, is there a bunch of upheaval? You know, do they have problems with kids, you know, away from know, away from the field, and are they getting in trouble? Are they showing up on the police blotters? And, you know, are they doing well academically? You know, is it Nebraska's APR? Are they where they should be? And, you know, most of those things, by and large, you could say, yeah, they're the kind of program that you want to be. You know, now, do you like being where you're at in the standings? No. You know, but do you think that it can change, you know, pretty dramatically through either youth or a move to a different league? Yeah, you probably feel that way. So I think, you know, this thing will play itself out. I think Mike will have to have a good year next year, and if not, they'll thank him for his service, and they'll move on and probably, you know, go with some young guy where, you know, Nebraska really isn't your destination point anymore, I don't think, if you're a baseball coach with big aspirations. But it doesn't mean it's not an attractive job. So, I think Mike will be coaching next year, and I think next year will determine whether he's coaching beyond next year in Nebraska.
Fair enough, and I understand. I can see several of your things. That's great, Kurt. But missing one, not two, but three postseason tournaments in a row is totally not acceptable, no matter how you want to look at this program. And for that reason alone, I think he's gone.
I think that if Tom has somebody definitely in mind that he knows he can get there, I mean, you got to have a lot of confidence that the person you're bringing, first of all, you got to have somebody lined up. You also have to, you know, pay more money. You know, are you gonna trade off for 1 year? You know, you're paying $500,000 or more for 1 year for your baseball program just to pay the head coach. Now, you know, I know there are a lot of people down in this part weren't real happy about a contract extension given to Doc Sadler. You know, I don't know that people would stomach paying $500,000 or more for 1 year of baseball any better. I see your point. I mean, Nebraska should be they should be a regional team. You know, two out of every three or two out of every 4 years, and in a 3 year stretch, it's bad. Now, when they got bombarded by the draft, I knew that they were going to have a couple of struggling years. I would have expected them to make the Big 12 tournament. I mean, I don't think that that's your standard. If that's where it is, you know, good luck to you, you know, as a coach lasting.
Last question for Kurt McKeever, the Lincoln Journal Star. This could all change in a hurry if Nebraska somehow wins all three games this week against Missouri and makes the Big 12 tournament and maybe wins a game or two there.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Kurt, talk about the Missouri series. This team was on the bottom of the conference for the first half until Nebraska, I guess if you want to say, caught them. But Missouri has played a lot. Missouri has played a lot better. Maybe it's just how their schedule stacked up top heavy. But talk about the series and the chance that Nebraska could actually do the unthinkable and win three games.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks that they're going to win three games. And it's not just, you know, it's not them. I mean, Missouri and Nebraska are very similar. And if you go up and down their roster, they have their freshman classes, sophomore classes are about the same. So they're both young programs. Missouri started out really rough. And, you know, I think they were swept in a couple of series early in the Big 12, but they've won four straight series. And against good teams, I mean, they won a series against Texas A&M. They won a series against Baylor, which is not a great team, but still a pretty good team. You know, Nebraska's gone the other way a little bit, and you know, it'd be about typical for this team to win the first two games, and then you know, lose game three on a throwing error in the 10th inning or something. But or the other way around, or they'll lose on Thursday, you know, and then they'll win Friday and Saturday when it doesn't matter. It is interesting, you know, that here they are at the end of the season. As bad as it's been, that they have a chance, still have a chance, and they need a sweep. Well, their only sweeps in the Big 12 of the last three seasons, you guys know this. I mean, it's been the last series of the last 2 years when they were already eliminated from the Big 12 then. So, you know, they weren't planned for anything. It'll be interesting to see, you know, if they can separate that and if, you know, if there's a, you know, if they play with desperation, you know, I would totally expect that every situation, you know, all hands are on deck and you play this thing like you don't give your starting pitcher any rope at all if he gets in trouble. You just have to worry about winning, you know, getting out of that inning, giving yourself a chance to win, you know, Thursday and moving on. You know, it's really playoff baseball. It's like, you know, sudden death. It's not double elimination, that's for sure. It's mildly interesting. You know, it'll get more interesting if they win the first game, and if they can win the second game, then they might actually have a crowd out there on Saturday, I think.
Kurt, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. My goal this summer is to sit down with you, listen to some music, and have a cool, refreshing blue moon.
We don't have that over here in this part of the state, but you bring some with you, and we'll do it.
Sounds good, Kurt. Hey, have a great weekend. Take care.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Kurt McKeever, the Lincoln Journal star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Will Shields, the newest member of the College Football Hall of Fame from the University of Nebraska. We have got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia to take care of and a lot more coming up as the week progresses. We'll talk with Tim Jamison, Missouri baseball coach, UNK baseball coach Damon Day on the Loper Link tomorrow to preview the NCAA tournament. Joe Drape, author, horse selecting aficionado, and a whole lot of track. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this. Hey, everyone. Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney or online as always at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forgo an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
One day you're someone with a family and a future, and the next, you're an active senior seeking an exciting retirement lifestyle full of limitless possibilities and resort-style amenities. And maybe you wonder, shouldn't there be more to life than maintenance-free living? We're the Good Samaritan Society. If you'd like to experience a different version of living life to the fullest, a life where hospitality and service are our core principles, we would like to invite you to come for a visit. Good Samaritan Society, Hastings Village.
The Roller Derby is coming to Kearney on Saturday, May 21st. Make plans to stay at the beautiful new Best Western Inn & Suites east of the Vero Event Center. Ask for the $99 Roller Derby package and get two adult general admission tickets and double occupancy deluxe room for the night. Enjoy indoor pool and a hot tub, 24-hour exercise facility, a 32-inch flat panel TV, plus free breakfast. This is a limited offer, so call Best Western Inn & Suites and ask for the $99 Roller Derby package today.
We have a mix of clouds and sunshine for the day today, but with a wind advisory in effect, we have a southeasterly wind at 20 to 30 with a high of 70. For tonight, we have clouds and showers and thunderstorms moving, a windy low of 46.
Currently at 63 degrees.
Merritt giving us a little culture here. Street cred. Really, what was... Had you ever heard of the band that McKeever went to see, Merritt?
I got nothing.
Is this Arcade Fire?
Yeah.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as we wind down our Tuesday show. Here's to all those Minnesota Viking fans out there, Daddy. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he'll reveal details in the next few days about the league's contribution toward a new stadium for the Vikings. He met with Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton and the legislators sponsoring a stadium bill. The Vikings prefer a $1.1 billion stadium in Arden Hills, but there is dispute over how much it will cost to build roads to the site and who will pay for them.
They're not going to play football anyway, so.
Ding, 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 ding. Vikings, irrelevant.
Hey, you're starting. This labor deal's getting, you know what, it needs to be ended, or I just.
And now the players know that it's serious, that the court says it will remain a lockout.
Yeah, some of the players now taking exception with what Roger Goodell said, including Robert Mathis, the defensive end for those Indianapolis Colts, and they've all kind of been together. The players have been on the player side, and they're saying, "Oh, it'll get resolved." Well, all of a sudden, I think people are starting to realize they're not getting a check until they get it resolved.
Hastings College tennis team is apparently still going at the NAIA National Tournament. No results yet in the first round down there in Mobile, Alabama. We'll pass that along when we do get a final. But right now, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, give us a call at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can, you got to call, 888-455-3776. ESPN, and if you are the first correct answerer, we'll give you a $25 gift card to Troutman's as we get ready for the prime of grilling season. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is JP.
JP, what's going on, man?
Oh, another hard day at the office.
Well, let's throw out with the College Football Hall of Fame is kind of the big story that has happened here in the last hour. Will Shields is the 15th Nebraska player inducted into the College Hall of Fame. It's going to happen this December. Who was the last Nebraska football player to be selected for the College Football Hall of Fame? I'll give you guys a clue. It was in 2009, but of course, obviously, he didn't play in 2009. But in 2009, that's the last time a Husker went into the College Football Hall of Fame. Who was it?
Johnny Rogers.
Nope. Tryback, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show, who we chatting with?
Anybody?
Hello?
Okay, turn that radio down.
Turn the radio down. Okay, now, who was the last Husker to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame? Class of 2009. It was not Mike Rozier. He was two ago.
That was my guess.
Yeah, it was not Mike Rozier. Rozier went in 2006. Johnny Rogers went in 2000. Let's stick with that. Who was the last Husker to go into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2009 prior to Will Shields? What's your guess?
Wiegert.
Wiegert is not correct. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, who was the last Husker to go into the College Football Hall of Fame?
Dave Remington.
No. In fact, Dave Remington, 1997, before Johnny Rogers and Mike Rozier. According to the College Football Hall of Fame. Let's stay with it maybe for one more caller here. Who are we chatting with?
Greg.
Who was the last Husker to go into the College Football Hall of Fame?
Grant Wistrom.
That is correct, Grant Wistrom. The class of 2009. Where are you calling from today?
Lawrence,
where everybody's smart. They're smart in Lawrence. Hang on to the line. Merritt will get you the information on how you have just become a winner here. We will get you the information. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Grant Wistrom in 2009.
I'd like to give my friend and Bertrand, Andy D, a shout-out. You are second place. You're second place. We had one winner before you, so I appreciate the text message.
I love that we get those text messages. It doesn't matter. You won't win. But, hey, thanks for thinking of us. We want to thank Kurt McKeever, the Lincoln Journal star, for joining us today and chatting about Nebraska baseball. Shelton coach Ron Blaze talk about state track. Also coming up on the program tomorrow, we expect Missouri baseball coach Tim Jamison. We will have UNK baseball coach Damon Day and a little more state track preview for you as well.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, Freakness Talk continues later in the week. Joe Gray from the New York Times. We'll see you later in the week. Tomorrow, special Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550 on your AM dial.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.